Hey, podcast, this Bruce Chamoff may not make a great Terminator, and he'd probably be a terrible governor of California. Let's face it, he's no Conan, but Bruce is an amazing podcaster. Subscribe to this podcast or I'll be back. Become a successful podcaster.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
All right, this is Bruce, and I got my Samsung microphone working perfectly, and I just got tangled in the wire and what's going on here. This is the Blooper Show. Happy New Year to all of you, and happy holiday. We made it. We're almost in 2023, and this is truly my last episode of 2022, and I want to make it funny. I'm taking all the funny moments, bloopers, all types of weird moments that happen between me and Megan and my guests. And this is what you guys should be doing every year, a blooper reel. They do it in TV. They do it on the radio. They do it in YouTube videos. Why not in the podcast? This is my second blooper. We did it last year. You can go back and watch that. I'll give you the link. I'm sorry, there's a blooper right there. You can go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to the 2021 bloopers for season one. You guys have made my podcast very successful, and it's now time to give you something back besides advice. I know you guys love advice on becoming successful with your podcast, growing it, monetizing it, editing it, all that. Now it's time to make you guys laugh. I'm taking all the funny moments. Now, do you guys need a blooper reel or a blooper episode? I think you do, because it's nice to give something back besides just the entertainment that you're giving your audience. I'm shaking my hand as I say this. It's just me, and I'm going to play back a lot of stuff. I put together all the clips that made me laugh. I know it's going to make you guys laugh. And then after, we're going to play some music. We got to do some PodSafe music because the artists are supporting you guys as well. They're supporting the podcast network, and they're supporting this podcast. I always have to play one of my songs, so we're going to start off with a brand new song of mine called Take My Chance, and it's on Spotify. I'll give you the link. We're also going to be playing some music from Jen Expired with the song Friends, and then we're also going to play Midnight Monkey with the song Pride, and we're going to play Mr. Vatslaw with the song Limitless. And that, I think, is going to take you to the end of the podcast. But first, I'm going to play you all those funny moments. Let's get right into it. Bloopers from 2022, Season 2 on the podcast known as Become a Successful Podcaster. Here we go. And some of the podcast networks that are out there are not like, oh, I said bling. I meant ring. Megan, you watching that bling thing on Netflix now? Yeah, I know.
Bling ring. You combine the bling.
Bling bling. Woo! What?
Beverly Hills group of people that robbed homes.
Ring. A blog ring, not a blog bling. That's funny. Blog bling. Anyway.
You know what happened? She was annoying me so much. I would be in the middle of nothing. I'd be on a phone.
She'd be talking to you, right?
And she would interject the conversation.
Amazon. Alexa.
She would answer something or get in the middle of phone calls and everything. And I said, you know what? Get out of here. I'm unplugging you.
Get out of here, you. Yeah.
I'm unplugging you. And I hit her, and now I have to find where I hit her.
But it's so definitely have a holiday. Try that again. 2006, but I think Dave told me you were not there. And then Dave thought I was at the pod camp in Pittsburgh, but I've never been to Pittsburgh.
I'm trying to think. I was at Blog World in New York City.
Yeah, I've never been to Blog World, but okay. I was supposed to go like 10 years ago.
So somewhere we bumped into each other.
And you have brought so hundreds and hundreds of people together. And I really think
that's the idea of a network, right?
It's just incredible. And
you know, a lot of podcasters who are just famous, they have big audiences. And it's interesting, too. You see a lot of celebrity podcasts now. You know, it's a really cool podcast. If you're a Seinfeld fan, is Ask Allie. That's Allie Wentworth. Now, she was Schmoopy in the Soup Nazi episode. So the blonde woman that Jerry was dating during the Soup Nazi, when he went shmoopy, shmoopy, shmoopy. She's got a podcast too. She's a comedian, by the way. And I think she's never been embarrassed.
My hotel was there, and I was looking for this big, gorgeous galleria, which had a, on the top floor, had
not
a
the
view.
Gallery. Wait a minute. Let's not be fancy.
It's called
the
galleria. It's a mall.
Let's be fancy. Let's not be fancy. It's not a gallery. It's a galleria.
And on the roof, you can overlook Paris. And I wanted to watch the sun.
I don't know if they're if they're hookers. But I know, I think they're just showgirls and you take pictures
they
with them.
They want to take a picture, but
you take pictures with them.
They barely have any clothing on.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
What are you going to take pictures in Las Vegas with somebody with a winter coat? Come on.
So, he said it in
French. Hey, mon chéri, you're from... I can't do a French. I can't do anybody's accents.
Yeah, he was selling t-shirts.
I think it would be cool. I think it would be funny if I had my mom on as a podcast guest.
I don't think she would agree to that.
But I think that would be excellent to have my mom on as a guest.
It would be incredible, but she wouldn't do it.
She'd be funny. She would be funny, you know, because she's not very technically.
It's funny thinking about her being on it.
It is. It is. I mean, I could just have her on the Zoom call. I could have my cousins on. You know, I know my cousin Dan. He'd be funny.
Yeah, Dan would be
funny. Oh, good. Dan would be funny. And so would my cousin Eddie. Eduardo. Have an animal as a guest on the show.
Oh, I love that.
Have an animal. Wouldn't it be cool if you had a podcast episode with your dog barking or your cat meowing or your bird? Oh, wait.
My bird.
Wait, we had a...
Oh, we did have.
Oh, we did.
Didn't we have the bird on
We had
once?
Lamour. We had the parakeet. Yes.
We once had the parakeet with us, not that he was saying
Oh, we had
much.
A parakeet on our... Yes. I forgot.
And my pet squirrel outside. I don't know how
Oh, we had your pet squirrel
here.
There on the podcast? Having the animal
Everybody
as a guest.
Everybody love animals. Animals are related.
Podno 2023 is coming up on February 4th.
Yes, it is. I am so excited. I cannot wait. It is going to be better than it was the last time. And you got to not miss this because it is an amazing event.
Yes, actually, it's Saturday, February 4th. Trello. I love Trello. You know I love Trello,
you
right?
You love
Megan?
Trello. You're trying to talk me to use Trello.
Yeah, trying to talk you into using it, using the calendar. Oh, by the way, let me show you the calendar feature. Look at this. Expert on podcasting. So here we are. We're going to talk about. What? What are you shaking your head for?
I'm not as much of an expert as you. I'm sitting next to
You're fine.
A podcasting guru here, Bruce.
Oh, okay.
And everything I know, I learned from you.
Okay, wait. Let me move this one out. We've already done this one. Dr. Phil's got a podcast?
Yes, everybody has a podcast. Who knew?
I don't know. Does he still have a TV show?
Yep.
He's got a TV show and a podcast.
I watch Dr. Wow. Phil. I love Dr. Phil.
Three-way Oh, I already did this one. Three-way marketing, three-way podcast marketing strategy. That one is already, you know, writing.
Well, you She's have to, it has writing. To be edited normally just for a couple of ums and
ums, ahs, and mistakes.
But if you can edit it, edit it.
Made a mistake and we're going to edit it out. But the question is, should you edit your own podcast or should you hire somebody to do it? And then we have five free ways to monetize your podcast.
That's great.
Yep. And this one I've already released. Hold on. It's already released.
You got to organize your Trello, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm behind organizing the Trello. Okay. Amazon Alexa as my guest.
I have to find the Amazon Alexa.
It's around here somewhere.
I kind of lost it.
We'll find her. We'll find it.
She ran away.
She didn't run away. She's hiding somewhere. And then...
No, you know what happened? She was annoying me so much... I would be in the middle of nothing. I'd be on a phone.
She'd be talking to you, right?
And she would interject the conversation.
Amazon. Alexa.
She would answer something or get in the middle of phone calls and everything. And I say, you know what? Get out of here. I'm unplugging you.
Get out of here, you. Yeah.
I'm unplugging you. And I hit her. And now I have to find where I hit her.
That's funny. We're going to have another one. Fun with common podcast English grammar. I hear a lot of podcasters not speaking in good English grammar.
I'm a fuddy-duddy, and I'll be admitted. You know what bothers me? I don't like the cursing on the podcast.
The cursing, yes.
You know, I heard some very good podcasts, and the cursing has offended me. Just, it wasn't necessary. So I kind of love the podcast, but maybe
but some podcasters like that. That's the audience, you know? That sometimes that's the type of podcast. But you won't listen to those, will you?
I actually won't listen to them.
Oh, well, some people like the cursing. I mean, we don't curse on this show, but I understand what you're saying. There's also the power of podcasting.
Which has a number of my shows. Yeah, it's a sickness for me. If you stand next to me for 10 minutes, I'll start another podcast. It's a little crazy, but most of them are...
Podcastconsultant.com. Why don't you have a podcast network of your own? You need a podcast network just for all these shows.
Well, it's funny. That's why I bought the website. Because people would say, Hey, where can I find all your stuff? Because I would rattle off all these domains. I keep doing this because I don't want to talk about sports because most of our teams are horrible. And it's and other people are doing that much better. And I wanted to look at local businesses.
Do you think it's easy to get into podcasting, or is it difficult for people?
It's easy to make a podcast. I know you're on Anchor. I absolutely abhor Anchor, but they're here. And so I could burp into my phone today, and it could be an apple by tomorrow. So making a podcast is not hard. Making a good podcast. And she looked at me, and she goes, "Who's Pete Best?" And I go, "Come on, you don't know who Pete Best is?" And she's like, I've never heard the name before. And I go, "The original drummer of the Beatles?" And she looked at me and said, "How do you know this stuff?" And I'm like, "Everybody knows who Pete Best is." And she's like, "No, I'm here to tell you, nobody knows who Pete Best is." She goes, "You're a musician. You hung out with musicians. You all know who Pete Best is." She's like, "But I'm the average person, no clue." You know, it's like, okay, your first salesman is Larry. Your second salesman is Curly. And as soon as I did that, anybody who knew the Three Stooges were, I'm like, okay, and here's Mo. And
oh, wow. That's a good, yeah.
So it was just a way to you know, because, you know, math is always so much fun for some people. So anything I could do to make it entertaining, you know, I don't know that anybody goes, "Boy, I wish more podcasts talk like radio people so they can tell me what's going on. Hey, all right.
Yeah,
traffic and weather on the tens." That's really,
oh, it's so funny.
That's really what made podcasting jump out in the early days, is because people were talking like this. And I'm a little goofier than Daniel. Daniel is kind of a just the facts kind of person. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's funny because I've had people that listen to my show go, "Man, I tried to listen to Daniel's show and it's just dry, you know?" And then likewise, Daniel's had other people that love his show and go, "Man, that Dave guy's way too goofy." Like,
and you can't please everybody, right? Yeah, so
you do this like every week.
Yeah. Well, not every week, but maybe like 5 times a month. No, just, no, you know, what's interesting is you do a dual podcast and we automatically become guests on each other's shows. Each other's shows.
And you know what? Somewhere deep inside of all of us, there's a podcaster waiting to come out.
Yes. And 75% of the U.S. is vaccinated. I'm wondering, will you see less podcasts now?
No, Bruce, I don't think so. You know why? Because no matter whether you're vax or not vax, whatever side of the aisle you're on, everyone has something to say. Has something to share with someone else.
Maybe the term Coca-Cola podcast just sounds stupid and Mountain Dew sounds better. Who knows?
Oh, Bruce, that was so...
Now, I know people who have a voice, but they don't want to be heard. I mean, they don't want their voice to be heard because they don't like the sound of their voice. And I'm one of them, but I don't care. I go ahead and do it anyway. So, you know,
he promotes himself very well on LinkedIn. And this is about promoting podcasters and your show on LinkedIn with nobody better than this man.
Oh, wow. I have a lot to build up to here. That's great.
Yes, absolutely. And a very loud and confident voice. That's what you want.
Passionate? Can we add passionate?
Yes, passionate.
That's better than loud.
Well, yes. I'm loud also, but that's a good thing. The good loud. Not the loud like, "Shut up, everybody." No. But.
Banker, corporate finance guy, too many years. Worked for too many bad mental bosses. Really bad. If you're listening, you know you're mental. So, you know.
And let me show everybody this animated video I just found on you. Uh-huh.
Just posted this morning. I love it.
Yes, I watch for the best people that I'm always associated with. Let's go ahead and play this. First of all, let's blow it up.
Blow it up. Here we go. No sound? There's a sound. Oh, no.
There's no sound?
No, I don't hear any sound.
Okay, I have to take my headphone off. No, I got to take the headphones off. All right, let's try it again. There you have it, everybody. All the cool, funny clips from 2022 Season 2. Now we're going to end 2022 with some really cool music. And I'm going to tell you again who we're playing. So we're going to start it off with a brand new song of mine. It's called Take My Chance. It's sort of like a pop rock thing. I had fun producing it. And I have a singer from the Ukraine. And then we're going to play Gen Expired Friends. And then we're going to play Midnight Monkey's Pride. And that is it. I'll see you guys all in 2023. Have a really good new year. Happy New Year to all of you, and we're going to be successful. Sign up on the New York City Podcast Network and rate this on Apple. Here we go. Bruce Chamoff, Take My Chance.
All day I'm consumed when ways a jump to the forefront. It's all that I think about meeting you. Most are pleasant, some are nasty. Friends are like boobs, some are real, some are fake. But you, my friend, you're just a little snake.
Death with your constantliness. You're a one-trick pony, all the sameness. You could
spot, make a wreck, must you come and loan it? You're such an a-hole, and you don't even try to hide it. Good luck, you little smut. Here's a final kick in your bony butt. Faking and lying, that's what you're doing best. When I see you, I always get so depressed. Friends are like boobs, some are small, some are huge. Some are nice, some are trashy. Most are pleasant, but some are nasty. Friends are like boobs, some are real, some are fake. But you, my friends, you're just a little snake. Always the same old story.
So it's really hard to see. I'm so sick of all these people, I just wanna go to sleep. Face to face with the greats, talking hate, give me space. Know your place, a disgrace, I'll forgive you for your ways. Dues get paid, I'm a slave to my ways. I'ma go up in a blaze, I've been counting on this music. Will it blow up in my face? I'm astounding on this track, I'ma blow like a grenade. I ain't sure I've been erased. You must think that I am miserable, I feel like I'm invisible. Stone cold mineral, I'm laughing at my funeral. Crashing up the system, I know secrets, they won't listen. I got vision, I got drive, I've seen fakers see the truth. I've seen truth inside of lies. People always want the truth, but they're never asking why. People always wanna fly, people rarely ever try. If a light burns out, there's another just in sight. People always scared to live, cause they really scared to die.
I saw a danger sign, and I walked right by. I walked right by.
Ride like Nixie blind, so it's really hard to see. I'm so sick of all these people, I just wanna go to sleep. Face to face with the greats, talking hate, give me space. Know your place, a disgrace, I'll forgive you for your ways. Dudes get paid, I'm a slave to my ways. I'ma go up in a blaze, I've been counting on this music. Will it blow up in my face? I'm astounding on this track, I'ma blow like a grenade. I ain't sure I've been erased. You must think that I am miserable, I feel like I'm invisible. Stone cold mineral, I'm laughing at my funeral. Crashing up the system, I know secrets, they won't listen. I got vision, I got drive, I've seen fakers see the truth. I've seen truth inside of lies. People always want the truth, but they're never asking why. People always wanna fly, people rarely ever try. If a light burns out, there's another just in sight. People always scared to live, cause they really scared to die.
And I won't cry, I won't cry, I saw a danger sign. And I won't cry, I won't cry,